could talk. And the more I would watch, the more the doctor would rock. I even heard my first word was exterminate. And I had a British accent until I was 8. Now I'm all grown and I'm out on my own. And I got a car loan, so about it I moan. But I've got my own home and I've decked it out right, like a Time Lord aboard my own TARDIS in flight. I start my day in a way that nothing can go wrong. Alarm clocks rocking out my own theme song. I wash my body and hair, then I put on a pair of my tailor-made suede Gallifreyan underwear. People come to visit and ask, is it Halloween or a dream? And I'm always like, what do you mean? I'm creating a scene with the Doctor and Sarah, squaring off against the androids of Terra.
Paradise, this is Phantom Paradise. I look around and say, very nice. It's a personal vice, but it's paradise. Paradise, this is Phantom Paradise. Spend no expense and pay any price. Ain't no crap from IKEA, this is paradise.
I painted the door of my bathroom bright blue. I'll invite you, if you're a fan, to walk right through. It looks like the TARDIS, and I don't mean to boast, but my toilet is bigger on the inside than most. Travel around town, a pretty girl by my side. She's my very own companion, along for the ride. Through very scary scenarios, she's lucky she survives. As we carpool to work, sometimes she even drives. The morning isn't bad, the rush hour is the hardest. My heart is set on one day commuting in the TARDIS. I could totally fly it. I'm sure the console isn't any more complex than my remote control. When I get to work, I'm in my own little world. My cubicle is decorated with the time tunnel swirls. But I'm suspicious of my boss, because he's foreign, short, stocky, and bald. I think he might be some Tarin.
Paradise, this is Phantom Paradise. I look around and say, very nice. It's a personal vice, but it's paradise. Paradise, this is Phantom Paradise. Spread no expense and pay any price. Ain't no crap from IKEA, this is paradise.
My girlfriend says it stinks, and she thinks it's a disaster. She mopped the TARDIS toilet, and she balked when I asked her to knit me a really long scarf. It was no use, but you know what? She said she wouldn't knit me a long noose. She won't watch without a bunch of tequila, and she flat out refused to dress up like Leela, saying she wants no part of my nerdy perversion. I can't wait till she regenerates into a new aversion. My kitchen looks like the creature from the pit escaped. My salt and pepper shakers are Dalek-shaped, and they skillfully exterminate the blandness from my food, but my coffee-making robot has a bad attitude. I've written lots of fan fiction featuring me, along with every companion and a creature or three. And soon I hope to film one of the scripts I penned with Mary Tam, who is a very close personal friend. She just doesn't know it yet. I got bad asthma that attacks when I run, so I like to make my lungs go. I named my dog K9 and he can run a lot faster. I just can't get him to talk or call me master. I perform rituals to try to raise crawl. I figure go bigger, don't do it at all. Cause if you're gonna be nerdy, might as well do it right. Now everybody Wang Chiang tonight.
Paradise, this is Phantom Paradise. I look around and say very nice. It's a personal vice, but it's paradise. Paradise, this is Phantom Paradise. No expense and pay any price. Ain't no crap from IKEA, this is paradise. Paradise, this is Phantom Paradise. I've dealt with giant rats once or twice, but that won't bother me, this is paradise. Paradise, this is Phantom Paradise. Let me give you some good advice. Build yourself a little corner of
okay, so I was thinking, maybe we could redecorate the dining room so the table looks like the TARDIS console, and we can make a chandelier that looks like the center of the console and make it go up and down when you turn the light switch on. What do you think?
I think I just came up with a new place I can shove your sonic screwdriver. Get over here!
No, wait, no, honey, no, wait, wait, ah, ah!